This is a recording of the March 18, 2020 Audit and Finance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Boardroom.
All right, guys, it's 4:02, so I am going to call the meeting to order. And I will say present in the room for the committee, we have myself. And online, we have Director Hollis, Director Reeves, and Director Chastain. And also in the room tonight, we have Director Crawford. And with that,
this is Jim Henson.
And Director Parks just called in.
All right, excellent. We also have committee member Director Henderson and also Director Parks online. So that is everyone. And with that, I will take a motion to approve the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
I can't take motions from Harry, right? Because you're not on the committee.
Oh, I'm so moved. This is Harold.
I heard that. I'm going to take a first from Harold and a second from Jim. I think I heard that correctly. That's going to be darn inconvenient. All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have the agenda, and now I will do the same for the minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
So I'm going to take I'm going to take the first from Director Reeves and the second from Director Henderson. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have no persons to be heard. So moving on from that, we have the CEO report and correspondence, and then we do have the end of year financial information presentation. So I will ask just quickly if there are any specific questions on the quarterly reports, knowing that we have the presentation coming up and we have an opportunity to ask questions there. All right, I don't see any questions, so I think we can proceed with the report.
Good afternoon. This is Kathy Harris, Senior Manager of General Accounting, giving you the financial update for 2019, which, given all of the excitement that's been going on lately, this should be quite boring. We're going to take a look at the megawatt hour sales, our statement of operations balance sheet, and statement of cash flows, and a couple of other charts we've thrown in. We'll start with the five-year retail megawatt hour sales. No surprises here. We've continued our five-year decline in sales. Sales were 1.6% below what they were in 2018, and very close, but about 0.4% below what we had budgeted for 2019. The Seward sales follow a similar pattern. We are down about 1.3% compared to 2018 and down 0.7% compared to what we had budgeted for 2019. The same pattern we've seen all year long. The next slide is our December 19 statement of operations. The first column, the actuals column, you can also see on page 45 of your 10K. There we have a side-by-side comparison of the results from 2018 and 2017, but here we do a comparison to our budget. Even though our sales were down for the year, our operating revenues are up for the year by $3.7 million, which is counterintuitive, but you'll remember our purchase power and our fuel are also over budget for the year. Most of that is related to the Swan Lake Fire that we've discussed before, and the fact that we had to purchase more power because we weren't able to get the power from Bradley Lake that we were expecting to get. So that kind of blew our purchase power budget, and we also had to run Beluga more than we'd anticipated, which increased our fuel costs. The rest of the operating expenses were pretty much under budget, with the exception of depreciation, amortization, and interest expense. We ended the year at $643,000 below what we had budgeted at $5.1 million. The next slide is our pie chart showing how those expenses, $208 million worth of operating and interest expenses, are allocated. And this is pretty stable. We see this we've seen this pattern for quite a few years now. And the next slide I took from page 24 of your 10K. It's the top part of a table there, and we put it into a chart just to show how things have been pretty stable the last 5 years in terms of our plant in service, our construction work in progress, and other assets. In fact, the only big change you see there is between 2015 and 2016, and that's when we purchased BRU for $45 million. Other than that, things have been pretty stable. Assuming the MLMP acquisition goes through this year, next year the numbers will be quite different.
Let's hope so.
Yes. Page 24, also on page 24, we have a chart showing the five-year equity ratio. So we put this out here also because, as you can see, it's been pretty stable also for the last 5 years. The next slide is our asset side of our balance sheet. It can also be seen on page 43 of the 10K. Not a lot of change in net utility plant. We added about $25 million, but we had accumulated depreciation of $27 million. So our net plant actually declined $1.5 million. One new thing on the balance sheet is our operating lease right-of-use assets for $958,000 on the second section there, and that's the long-term portion of our operating leases. Our cash and marketable securities are down just under $5 million. A lot of that was because we sold some marketable securities to pay the capital credit payments we made to Homer and MEA this year. The other big change here is deferred charges, which are the costs we're incurring related to the MLMP acquisition. So overall, our assets increased over the course of the year just under $6 million. On the liability side, very little change in our total equities and margins. The capital credit payments we made pretty much offset our margins for the year, so there wasn't much change there. We did sell $75 million worth of bonds in May of last year, which contributed to the $51 million increase in bonds payable, which was offset by the fact that we paid off about $25 million in bonds also. The other big change is the commercial paper, which was $61 million at the end of 2018 and was down to $24 million at the end of 2019. And you can see our patronage capital payable, the long-term portion, has dropped now to zero because we're anticipating paying off the rest of the patronage capital related to Homer and HEA during 2020. So once again, a $6 million change in assets over the course of the year. And statement of cash flows. This starts with comparing margins to last year. And you can see here, our margins are actually down about $243,000 compared to where we were at 12/31/18. Our net cash provided by operating activities, though, is about $20 million, which is down quite a bit from last year, primarily because of the money we've spent on the acquisition and also some decreases in liabilities, including the liability for the capital credits. On the investing activities, we spent $33 million in extension and replacement of plant. And you can see we had proceeds from the sales of marketable securities that we talked about earlier. Cash flows from financing activities, you can see that $37 million change in the commercial paper and the increase in the long-term obligations because of the bonds we sold during the year. So overall, we had a small increase of $1.2 million in cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash, and ended the year at $8.6 million. Are there any questions?
Questions from the board, from the committee?
No questions on my part. Very well presented.
Nope. No questions.
All right. Nope.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. And now we have an opportunity to go into executive session. If I can have a motion. Sorry, Harry.
Hang on, I just gotta go find it.
We're on page 39 of 211.
I know, but we can't see it on the screen here, so.
Oh, I see the problem. Okay, so
I may have it. I've got it.
Okay, good.
Move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175C1, the Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session to discuss financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, we are in. Arden, are we on?
We are.
Okay. So we are now at the section of our agenda that is new business, and I will entertain a motion under 8A.
Madam Chair, I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the 2019 independent audited financial statements of Chugach Electric Association, Inc., and footnotes as presented by KPMG and management.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, the motion carries. How about 8B?
Madam Chair, I will move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend to the Board of Directors that management file the Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10-K by the due date, incorporating any amendments to the document, which will be reviewed and approved by KPMG. Mr. Hayhurst and Ms. Hires will immediately inform the Board in writing of any material or significant changes.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? And I will call for the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carries unanimously. Item 8C.
Madam Chair, I will move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the retention of KPMG for audit services for FY 2020 in accordance with the fees outlined in KPMG's contract due to expire April 15th, 2021.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion? I'll call for the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, thank you very much. This is now the part of the agenda where if we were by ourselves in meeting tonight, we would entertain director comments. Since we are meeting immediately afterwards and have an opportunity after that for director comments, and we are just about on time. I am going to ask that we hold director comments and just add what we would say to the end of that meeting. But I do want on the record that Renee, Kathy, and Jody are with us today in the room. We failed to mention them by name earlier, and I'm chagrined for that, in addition to Matt, Arden, Sherry, and Lee. So we do thank our staff at this time for being here and being flexible and setting this up. If you directors agree that we can adjourn and move on, I will take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.